Welcome to The Backlog, a podcast hosted by Adaptivate. I'm Katie Cords, Head of Branded Content at Adaptivate. Adaptivate partners with clients to accelerate outcomes by implementing new transformative ways of working. We are a global firm with offices in North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Today, our guests are Alan Trivedi and Steve Walton. They are currently doing a mini-series called Agile Talks, which is featured on our YouTube sister channel.
Hello, Steve. Hello again. How are you doing?
G'day, Alan. Good to see you.
You too, as always. All right, so let's see. You know, something that's been on my mind lately, we've been talking a lot about Agile and Agile ways of working and a lot of amazing topics this year. And one of the things that really always sticks in my head as we're helping these teams and organizations change is culture. What do you think has changed in organizations culturally this year in 2020?
To me, culture is the equation of behavior plus action equals culture. Culture is what you get. It's not what you design. During this year, we've had lots of different actions. So, you know, take the work from home, everyone having to move home. Automatically, half your equation has changed. So you can't have the same culture if you're doing things differently. If you're not sitting down in the kitchen having a coffee with people and having a conversation there, yeah. If you're meeting via camera, by definition, you're going to have a culture change. What's happened with that is it's been interesting. It took a while for people to change their behavior because, you know, the way we speak on camera, it's a bit different to how we speak. Should we catch up face to face? But we're on other sides of the world. So, you know, we develop our rapport via camera. Reversing that situation, if we were to be working in the same office and all of a sudden seeing each other every day, we'd probably start talking slightly different. We'd probably adopt slightly different body posture. So our behaviour is going to change. And our behaviour, I think, is really rooted in, you know, our situation. It's all the drivers behind who we are, what we want to achieve, put us in a situation and we behave a certain way. We respond to what we brought in and our stimulus. So what we've had is a bunch of people who have had to work differently. Their organisation has responded by asking them to slice their work differently, asking them to connect differently. And then some people built things that built new behaviours, new practices. So, yeah. For example, agile teams that were already in a habit, in a rhythm of getting together every day, they didn't really have to change their behaviour that much. The action changed. They might not have been standing around the whiteboard in the morning, yeah. Or a scrum board. They might be sitting at their desks at home, working whatever. Their culture change would have been less. But teams that, you know, didn't have those rhythms of, like, getting together frequently and aligning, they had a much bigger change. So in answer to the question, so, like, what's changed? Everything and nothing. For people who didn't have mechanisms that enabled them to work remotely from each other, they've had to rewrite their rule book. They've had to discover how to have a conversation again. Those, yeah. Of us who were kind of half there already, yeah. I think that some of us didn't have that big a change. What about you? What did you see?
Yeah, I completely agree with all of that. I think it's been a varying degrees of change for different teams. I've noticed, you know, maybe kind of just reflecting on my experience and our team's experience and being on site with clients. Sometimes, you know, I'd be talking to a client and we'd say, hey, maybe, you know, let's have a chat on that. And while we're on campus, we might walk over to Starbucks, have a cup of coffee, have a conversation. On the way to Starbucks, you know, one of our clients we work with has, you know, they've got a nice little pond in the area and you see some ducks and you see some greenery along the way. And, you know, things I used to notice anyhow, but I notice a lot more. So I think, you know, from a culture perspective, informal conversations, informal gatherings, being able to change your environment and be in different places physically, right? I think those have changed the way we engage with each other. We learn about each other, right? We're more likely to have deeper, more connected discussions, right? Deeper connections. If we are at a Starbucks versus if I'm on a Zoom call, sitting at my desk that I've been at for 6 hours, you know, so it feels different, right? That energy that we've got inside, it comes out differently when we're in different environments.
And I think that that behavior and that context and those actions, I think they're very subjective and they change frequently as well. So to put another spin on that, you know, connectedness, on the Zoom, the dreaded Zoom call, the Teams call, we're inviting people into our home. So yeah. You've seen where I sit every day. You've seen inside my house. I know your hat collection. You know, we know more about each other. We've seen our pets, our family, in a way we didn't previously. To me, it's same and different. You know, we have one type of closeness when we sit together in a coffee shop. But, you know, for me, I might not hear anything you say. I'm just nodding along agreeably because the music's too loud and, you know, yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to spill my coffee and stain my shirt. And versus, you know, that quiet one-on-one where we know no one's going to walk in necessarily except for maybe a family member. And we get that different one-on-one connection. I think that we've gone into a different degree of dimensionality in relationship. We're seeing a lot more of our personal life, but the question is, did we get closer as a result? And for that, I think it's about trust. You know, we've had to build new trusts between each other that we didn't have before. I have to trust that you're not going to ridicule my terribly sterile background behind me. I have to trust that
I'm wearing a T-shirt and that's okay, and I'm not wearing formal, you know. And you know, again, along those same lines, you know, it's admittedly went from a shirt to a T-shirt very quickly, and you know, you're right. You know that there is, it's a different comfort, right? And so there could be a plus side on the other.
So for me, culture is, you know, we're having different relationships, but I'm loath to say they're stronger or weaker. I think we're seeing different things with the opportunity that, you know, next year as we start to reconnect in more familiar ways, we might actually be reconnecting better. We'll be reconnecting hopefully with a deeper understanding as to why we do what we do, because we know so much more about what we don't see when we put on our work face and come into the office, because, you know, we all do that. And hopefully with our managers as well, you know, we will have built trust with them to know that even when we're at home, we're still getting stuff done. The big shift has been taking trust into account and learning so much more.
I love that trust. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Alan.
Great conversation.